something, snorting and kicking at their gates. Their genuine fear was a surprise and made Buckley think that maybe Nancy wasn't completely wrong to be concerned. He did a sweep of the property. It was too dark and wet to spot any tracks, and none of the equipment looked like it had been disturbed. After wandering fruitlessly around the barn in the dark with only his flashlight for illumination, poking around, tripping over things, and getting generally soaked and frozen in the rain, Buckley decided to call it a night. Whatever had been out there was gone now. He returned to his Crown Vic to call in, thankful that it had a good heater and a thermos of hot coffee. There hadn't been any snow yet this year, but this was northern Michigan, which meant that when it came, it was sure to be extra nasty. Moisture fogged the windows solid within seconds. Turning on the defroster and jamming his hands deep into his pockets, he decided to wait until his teeth quit chattering before calling dispatch. The Crown Vic suddenly lurched on its shocks. He looked up, but with the windows fogged, he was blind to the outside world. Puzzled, his initial suspicion was that someone was screwing with him. But then there was a thud as something big struck the hood.
Scratch!
The sound sent an involuntary shiver running down his spine. Something had just scratched the hell out of his paint. He reached for the door handle.
Son of a...
The windshield ruptured, pelting him with safety glass. Black limbs shot through the hole. Buckley yelped in surprise as black fur engulfed his face. Stunned, he tried to jerk the door open, but was torn away and pulled against the steering wheel. His hands were swatted aside as long claws flailed, tearing him open. Blood struck the dash as nails sliced through his scalp. Paws clamped down on both sides of his head and squeezed until his skull cracked. He was dragged thrashing through the glass, down the hood, and hurled into the cold mud. The claws released, and Buckley shoved desperately against the mass of heat and hair, splashing and rolling in the muck. He ended up on his back. The thing towered above him in the headlights, and Buckley knew that he was going to die. Terrified, he struggled to get his gun from its retention holster as blood poured down his throat. The animal seemed to smile 6 inches of razors as the Beretta came out in slow motion. The pistol disappeared into the night as a claw laid Buckley's arm open from elbow to palm. Then the animal was on him, and Buckley watched in shocked disbelief as it drove its long snout under the bottom edge of his Kevlar vest and bit deep into his abdomen. Fire lanced through him as the animal wrenched its head back and forth.
"That's enough!"
The animal tore its bloody head free, something red dangling from its teeth. In shock, Buckley stretched out both pieces of his hand, as if to ask for that bit of himself back. But the creature was already retreating out of the headlights. He tried to speak, but all he could do was cough on the blood in his mouth. He felt as cold as the puddle he was squished into. A figure walked into the light. He was saved. Somebody had chased off the animal. The man would call for help. He just needed to hang in there. But this man didn't seem upset. He didn't call for help. He didn't tell Buckley to stay calm. Instead, he just squatted next to him in the mud. His features were obscured by the shadow of a wide-brimmed hat, but somehow, his eyes were visible, glowing like molten gold. The stranger studied the giant hole in Buckley's stomach and frowned. He made a tisk-tisk noise, and behind him, the animal let out a mournful howl. Buckley had lost too much blood to be afraid.